Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Tiffany Suffarenko, the founder and CEO of Yummy Cupcakes, and Dennis Mulgannon, director of franchising at Yummy Cupcakes. And Yummy Cupcakes is a one-of-a-kind bake shop that offers a variety of exceptional cupcakes, as well as specialty cupcake treats, such as cupcakes in a jar and cupcake push pops, all made daily from scratch with more than 400 flavors. We're going to talk to Tiffany and Dennis about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Tiffany Suffarenko, who's the founder and CEO of Yummy Cupcakes, and Dennis Mulgannon, who is the director of franchising at Yummy Cupcakes. Hi, Tiffany. Hi, Dennis. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks. for having us.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's great to have you on the show, Tiffany, and also you, Dennis. We would like to ask our guests where you're calling from this morning, Tiffany.
I'm actually calling from Burbank, California, which is where our flagship store is located.
Oh, great. Okay. And how about Dennis? Where are you calling from today, Dennis?
Hi, Marty. Yeah, Dennis here. I'm calling from Northern California today.
Nice. How's the weather there today? I guess it's always nice in California, right?
Well, you know what's funny? It's the last 36 hours Northern California has had rain, which is highly unusual. So,
really?
We used to 85, 90, and we're getting
sure.
Happy with rain. So.
Oh, that's something. I went to a franchise show over the weekend, Tiffany and Dennis, in New York. It was at the Jacob Javits Center, and I went with my wife. And this year we were looking for, like, interesting concepts. And when we heard about your concept, we said, you know, we have to have you on the show. So we're really excited to have you on the show. I thought, Tiffany, I'll start with you because, you know, you founded the company. Maybe you could describe, like, the history of Yummy Cupcakes, you know, and how you, you know, came up with the whole concept.
Okay, my pleasure. We started doing business in 2004 when mm-hmm. Cupcake Only was just completely unheard of. And I had been in the corporate world at the same company since I was 18. I'd been there for 16
wow.
years. And no doing math in your head, by the way. I had a 2-year-old son at the time. He's now 11, but my son was 2, and I didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to kind of control my own destiny and be able to spend more time with him. So I decided I was going to be a stay-at-home mom, which lasted for 3 months, and then I wanted mm-hmm. to kind of dive in and explore something new. I went to New York and just was really appreciating all the bakeries that were there and
yeah.
being jealous that we didn't have any in California. You know, it's really,
sure.
at that point, hard to go out and find somewhere that had a cupcake or a slice of cake. And I had read an article about another bake shop that had a full line of baked goods, but they were selling just a lot of money in just the cupcake portion, and all they sold were vanilla and chocolate. So I
right.
kind of took that idea and expanded upon it and thought, well, what if I just made a bakery that was only cupcakes?
Right.
And my mom and my husband, though they thought I was a little crazy, they decided to get on board, and we got our business license and kind of jumped feet first, or maybe even head first, into this cupcake-only venture.
Wow. What's been the reaction, Tiffany, to Yummy Cupcakes? I mean, when we first heard about it, we said, wow, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, is that the reaction you're getting to it? Or?
Well, when we first started, there were no other cupcake-only bakeries.
Right.
So way back then, I think the reaction was, wow, that's really creative. But there was a little bit of who are they kidding? Because when we did a bridal show 10 years ago, just to kind of get our name out there, and I remember people walking by and saying, you know, wow, those are really beautiful, but are they
right.
crazy? Who's going to have cupcakes at their wedding? And
sure.
we book, you know, we book two weddings in the morning yesterday. We're doing weddings nonstop.
That's
it's really, people have really embraced it because it's, you know, it's a comfort food. It's something people are used to, and they
right.
love it, and they get excited about the fact they can walk into one location and, oh, my gosh, pick 26 different flavors
sure.
And lots of different products. So people were really fortunate to have the kind of response that we have and the loyal customers that we have.
Absolutely. And I understand, was it up to, like, 400 flavors? Tiffany, how'd you come up with all those different flavors?
I don't sleep much.
I guess not.
You know, when we opened, it was like 40. And then
yeah.
I thought, well, if I can do that, well, what? Oh, this sounds good. Oh, that sounds good.
Right.
And now it's kind of an obsession of mine, and my partners
sure.
have to keep saying, do me a favor, can you stop making flavors for a while? But
no,
I'm sitting
flavors.
At my desk, and as I look up, I have a list on a piece of paper of all the flavors I want to add, but my partners have told me I have to stop for a little bit.
That is funny. Oh, geez. Do you have a favorite, Tiffany? Favorite flavor?
I'm a vanilla person, and
sure,
I'm a buttercream
sure.
person. So my go-to isn't as sexy as it should be. It's a vanilla bean cupcake with a vanilla bean buttercream. That's my favorite. And I feel like if someone makes a good vanilla, you're
yeah.
pretty safe with everything else. But, you know,
that's
as the mood
true.
Hits me, I'll try different things. Yesterday I had a chocolate chip cookie dough cupcake. I had pieces of three. I had chocolate chip cookie dough. What else did I have? Wedding cookie.
Wow.
And green tea wasabi.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. How about yourself, Dennis? I'm sure you have had a chance to sample a lot of the different flavors.
Oh boy, have I. Turkey and gravy, I haven't tried yet, but I'm interested.
Oh, my God.
When I first met the team, I mean, I could not believe the diversity
yeah.
of the product. I mean, you hear 400 recipes, and you can't even imagine in your mind, you know, you think, you know, the fruits of the world and, you know, chocolate
sure.
and vanilla. But it is absolutely amazing. And the fact that we did international expansion first before domestic franchising, you know, it's even gotten more creative because Tiffany has to, you know, she's adapted the menu to a lot of countries, including Turkey and Istanbul and Qatar and other places in the world. So it's even more diverse than just the domestic recipes here.
That's interesting. How do you typically answer the question? You know, when we were at the franchise show over the weekend, you know, it's sometimes you feel sorry for some of the franchises because it always seems like to be the same question. You know, someone comes up to the booth and they say, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond to the question to a prospective franchisee?
Well, you know, Yummy's got a lot of unique characteristics about it. And Marty, I think you know my background. I've been developing franchise concepts for 28 years.
Yes, I know your name, Dennis. You're famous in franchising, so I said I know
him. Well, hopefully that's a good thing.
It is.
But, you know, when I was, you know, referred to Yummy to discuss the opportunity to grow it, you know, it didn't take long for the light bulb to go off on top of my head.
Sure,
I realized, you know, the absolute niche of a cupcake only, you know, a lot of people think, okay, it should be a full-blown bakery. Well, no, it shouldn't. And you know, one of the things that I really want people to realize is this isn't like a yogurt shop where somebody walks up and buys a yogurt and walks out the door single. You know, our average order is, for a walk-up customer, is about $14. So they're not buying, you know, just one cupcake. And 40 to 60% of our business is catering or pre-order. So we do a lot of corporate events. We do weddings. We do birthday parties. So it's a very diverse revenue stream. It's not just kind of a, you know, where people think somebody walks in, grabs a cupcake, and leaves. That's not our business model. It's much more robust in terms of the order processing and the size of the orders and being able to logistically run the business because you're having so many pre-orders, right? So that's logistic and operational driven. So that was really exciting to me because I had my own presumption that, oh, okay, somebody walks in and gets a cupcake like a yogurt. No, nothing like that.
It's an amazing concept. I love it. I mean, we were so excited when we heard about it. What types of characteristics will you look for in your franchisees? And Tiffany and Dennis, you could both answer the question if you like.
Well,
hey, Dennis, I'll let you start then. Yeah.
Thank you. See, we work well together.
there you have it.
Who we're looking for are people that are looking at some level of growth because the way we're built is a hub and a spoke model. So, and what I mean by that is a single bake shop, once it's built, once it's operational, can now support additional units that don't require the baking on premises.
I see. Okay.
That allows very small retail storefronts, 300 to 600 square foot, where we're bringing in the fresh cupcakes in the morning. They're being bought during the day. That allows for kiosk locations, a lot of diversity. We have a kiosk at the Istanbul airport. It's a very diverse model. It's kind of like the dry cleaning business, if you know that spoke model, where you know you get a centralized and then you're able to distribute through, you know, other vehicles. And we're very similar to that. So that's very exciting to me because once somebody comes on as a Yummy Cupcakes franchisee and builds that bake shop, they have a lot of other points of distribution that are very inexpensive to open, but have a great ROI associated with them with very little overhead. So that's a system that is fairly unique in franchising. And, you know, if you're going to build, you know, five sandwich shops, you got to go build five sandwich shops, right?
That's right.
In our case, that initial bakery can support a lot of diverse distribution opportunities. And that's exciting to me, very exciting.
It's a great model, it truly is.
Well, I think Dennis, you covered that. I think Dennis properly covered that one. That's great.
He sure did. Yeah, no, I mean, it really is. And again, you know, we've done, you know, about 340 of these interviews, you know, over the last 6 years, you know, and, you know, when I hear something like this, I mean, it truly is exciting. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the training. You know, once Tiffany and Dennis, you decide that, you know, you like a prospective franchisee, you know, and they like you, and they say, okay, we want to go forward. What's the training like from there? How does that typically work? Do they come out to California, or?
They do. Our training is, well, let me back up just a little bit. When we made the decision to franchise, you know, there's certain things not everyone can do. You know, not everyone can go out and make a, you know, a huge stacked wedding cake covered in custom flowers and all of these things. When we decided we wanted a franchise, we wanted to make sure that the business model we had was something that anybody could do, whether they're a pastry chef or someone that wants to own and operate their own unit. So everything is, you know, written down. The recipes are very clear with great direction. And there's nothing in the store that with proper teaching someone can't get the concept and can't master. So we need to be able to teach that. So for training, we have people come out here for 2 weeks, and, of course, we take them through the business aspect because, you know, yes, we sell cupcakes, but when push comes to shove, this is a business, and we need to make sure that people are successful business people. So they go through things like, you know, marketing and accounting and HR and all of the things that are, you know, common to any business. They go through all of that, and then they go through some pretty extensive baking training. We want to make sure that they get their hands dirty, that they feel comfortable making the buttercreams and all of the fun things. And what's funny is when people come out, that's all they want to do. And we have to kind of rein them in and go, okay, we understand that baking's fun, but you got to learn the nuts and bolts of the business as well. So they're here for 2 weeks, and we take them from A to Z. And by the time they leave, they're actually out in our store, and the product has to be good enough for us to put out in our store. And it's great, and the pride they have when they leave is really something fun to see. When their actual store is ready to open, it's not really training, but we go out there for an additional 2 weeks. We go 1 week before they open and 1 week after they open. So we're there to support them and make sure that their opening is successful, but also to be there in case, oops, am I doing this right? We find when we go out, they know what they're doing because they've gone through the training, but they just want someone to reassure them that they're doing the right thing. And, you know, especially with the international locations, there are some tweaks of recipes, as Dennis mentioned. So we're there to kind of hold their hand through that opening and make sure that by the time we leave, they're ready to go and just feeling super confident to go out and kind of conquer the cupcake world.
Sure, absolutely. That's fantastic. How would you describe a typical day? Oh, go ahead, Dennis.
No, I was just going to say, so if you look at, you know, traditional QSR, quick service restaurant training, mm-hmm. you know, this is a 4 weeks, 2 weeks in-house, you know, at corporate headquarters and 2 weeks at their location. So it is very, very integrated and very, very, there's a lot of time we put into each franchisee store. It's really critical for us. So.
Yeah, which is so important, of course, that they are comfortable too. You know, absolutely, I agree. How would you describe like a typical day from, I guess, like the moment you start your day till you end your day and everything in between?
As a trainee or as a bakery owner?
As a bakery owner, once you become a franchisee and they're on their own, Tiffany, what's that like? A typical day, would you say?
I think it depends. I mean, let's assume that they're going to be an owner-operator and they're going to work in the store. They're going to come in, you know, maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, and somebody has to bake the cupcakes. It could be the owner, it could be a baker. In the case of San Diego, I'll mention them because that's the next franchise that's opening. They're actually opening July 2nd. I'm going down there tomorrow. They have hired bakers. So somebody has to come in the morning and bake the cupcakes. Somebody has to come in the morning and decorate the cupcakes, and somebody has to work the store. So let's just assume that I'm the baker. I'm going to come in. I'm going to basically spend 6 to 8 hours just making cupcakes. Simple as that.
Absolutely. So, what's that feel like for you, Tiffany? I mean, knowing that, okay, like tomorrow you're going down and you're going to see like this new franchise open. I mean, what's that feeling like for you?
I'm one of those kind of goofy people that I'm so, so, so proud of this brand. This is really super personal to me. It's really hard to kind of let it go a little bit, but I think that's a good thing. Because of that, I have such a vested interest in making sure that people are successful and that we have the right franchise partners. And, you know, when I went to Turkey and I saw that Yummy Cupcakes was in another country, I stood on the corner and cried. I was really excited. But it also was really exciting to see that we were employing, you know, all these people. Yummy Cupcakes was providing jobs to people in Turkey and in Qatar and all these different places. And with San Diego, to see these folks that are opening the Yummy Cupcakes there, be so excited. And just the idea of, I feel they're going to be very successful. And it's exciting. There's a lot of pride involved. And, you know, no matter what, we're not going to let them fail.
That's fantastic.
Which I don't think they will. I think their biggest trouble is going to be keeping up because
down
there a couple weeks ago, people are knocking on the doors all day long. Are you open yet? You need to open. So I think they're going to do awesome.
Well, Marty, and to add to that, they have pre-orders they have corporate pre-orders from House of Blues.
Yep.
And
that's amazing. They haven't even opened yet, and they have pre-orders.
Thousands.
Yeah.
We're talking thousands of cupcakes. We're not talking 20 cupcakes. We're talking thousands. That corporate side of our business, that, you know, pre-order side, that catering side is just huge, absolutely huge.
That's amazing because a lot of times, like, you know, you see a business open the first day, you know, and it's kind of quiet, of course, you know, and, you know, here they are, you know, having all these pre-orders. It really is. It's fantastic. What advice our listeners are, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of our listeners have it in their mind. They want to buy a franchise, and we find that many of them just don't know where to begin. Dennis, I'll start with you first. What advice would you give to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
Well, you know, that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but I think there's some core parts to that. And I think the first is make sure you're going to enjoy the business.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is about generally, you know, replacement income from a career. We know there's a lot of transitional people coming out of corporate America who look, you know, who have that entrepreneurial bug. And, you know, that's obviously critical. And one of the great things about Yummy Cupcakes is we do provide earnings claims. So we're one of the few companies that provides a very robust item, what's called an item 19 in our disclosure document. So they can kind of see what that return on investment potential is, and trust me, they'll be excited once they see it. But make sure there's a level of passion for it. You know, if you like putting a smile on people's faces, Yummy Cupcakes is the brand that really does that. You know, my involvement has been about 7 months now, and, you know, we do a lot of discovery days every month, and I'm based out of Northern California, and I head down to Southern California. You know, everybody at Southwest knows me because I do this same flight all the time.
Right.
And I always come back with cupcakes, obviously, and I hand them out as I go, you know, at the airport, you know, and it's great. My car rental, I give it to the gal there, I give it to, you know, and people, you know, because taste is subjective, right?
Sure.
Boy, once somebody leaves the discovery day with Yummy Cupcakes, there's no question. You know, whether they move forward with us or not, they know they've tasted the greatest product ever in the cupcake world. That's one thing I can absolutely say. But the two things is make sure it meets their financial needs. Obviously, make sure that they're capitalized well enough with you know, a safety last, of course. And then number three, make sure there's some driven passion there, because that's going to, you know, that's going to permeate to the customer. They're going to get that. They're going to understand that somebody is very passionate about their business. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of ancillary things I could speak to, but those are the three basics right there, truly.
And I guess another thing they're getting, too, is of course, you know, Tiffany, you know, the founder of the company, you know, a lot of times when you get involved in sometimes like a, you know, really big franchise, let's say, not to pick on Subway, you know, but I mean, you know, they have over 30,000 units, you know, it's sometimes difficult to probably get someone like a Fred DeLuca on the phone or the CEO of the company, and it sounds like Tiffany is very accessible, where a franchisee, if they need to speak to someone like yourself, Tiffany, they would be able to do so, I imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the brand has to be successful, which means all of the brand, you know, franchise owners, they have to be successful, because if the corporate stores are great and we have franchisees that are unsuccessful and the stores aren't where they need to be, then that drags the whole brand down. So, it's of my benefit to make sure everyone is where they need to be, that they have questions. And, you know, I've been in their shoes. I've been in the position of having no idea how to run a bakery, quite honestly, and jumping in because I thought it was a good business idea and having lots of questions. I would have given anything to have someone that I could call and go, is liquid gel food dye the same thing as this? I had no one to ask.
Yeah,
I had to figure it all out on my own. You know, they can text
me
and say, is this the same as this? And I could say, yeah, absolutely it is. I've had, you know, many texts this morning, because as we come closer to their opening, there's questions and they know the answers. They just want to feel comfort in it. They want to feel like they're doing the right thing. So that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. So what does your family think of this now, Tiffany, now that you're at this stage of the game?
Well, my husband and my daughter were in here this morning, and my daughter left with a cupcake. So I think they like it a lot.
I imagine.
It's, you know, it's a family business, you know. It's my mom and my husband and I are the owners. My mom is here every day. My husband's in charge of operations. So we're all kind of in the thick of it. You know, traveling I love. Sometimes, you know, I have children. I have three kids under 11. So, you know, sometimes being gone from them when I have to go to the international locations, that's challenging.
Right.
But they're really proud of the store. You know, we have a couple of aspiring little pastry chefs in my family that, you know, a lot of family pride in the business, and they're all involved
sure.
to a certain degree, and that's what I wanted.
That's fantastic. Where do you see the company, like 5 years, 3 years, 5 years down the road, Tiffany?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere and anywhere, right?
I
mean, it's
see
really
it everywhere.
International.
No, I would love to grow the brand, obviously, both domestic and internationally,
right.
a ton. I think there's an opportunity for it, and the more people taste what a good cupcake with quality ingredients is supposed to taste like, these other places are just going to go by the wayside. And I think there's a huge opportunity for this brand to grow both internationally and domestically, and that's why we're working so hard, is to do just that.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Should they go directly to the website? Any numbers they should call?
Yes,
they go to yummycupcakes.com. There's a franchise tab. Click on that, and we have a very simplistic, you know, just a basic informational questionnaire that we ask them. They'll be in contact within 24 hours by myself or Jeff Batchelder, who's part of the development team. And, you know, we go through, you know, I tell prospective franchisees, look, this is like getting married. We've got to date first, kind of get to know each other, you get engaged, and then, you know, everybody makes a decision to put the rings on, right? So
that's well
there's
said,
no
yeah.
pressure here. We got to make sure that they're a good fit for us. We, you know, and reciprocally, they've got to make sure that we're a good fit for them and we're going to meet, you know, the goals that they have. So going directly to, you know, yummycupcakes.com is definitely the best way to make an inquiry with us.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Tiffany and Dennis. You've been wonderful guests, and I would already like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I'm going to keep my eye on this concept because I think it's truly fantastic.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Tiffany and Dennis. Have a great day. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. Another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Nancy Bigley, who is the CEO of Bottle and Bottega. And one of the questions we frequently ask on the show is, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? And I thought Nancy's response was really quite brilliant. So here we go with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising.
that came up this week, and how do we need to move through that. So.
Fantastic. You've been involved in franchise, like you said, not to make you feel old, but you've been involved in franchise for a while now. What advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchise entrepreneurs, Nancy. You know, most of our listeners, they want to buy a franchise, and I think a lot of them just don't know where to even begin because, you know, it's just so many concepts out there today, isn't there? It's just like, where do you start? What would you say to them?
Yeah, you're right. It's so overwhelming, I know, and even just me when I was looking at, you know, the different concepts, and so I've been in their shoes, and it is overwhelming, and I think, you know, first and foremost, of course, like you know, the business needs to speak to you. I mean, I think you need to be passionate about it. The business model obviously has to work, so, I mean, just the baseline pieces there. I mean, the model's got to work. It's got to fit your revenue profile and you know, just hours of operation and all those sorts of things that make sense, and but then I think, you know, it's all about, too, once you get past that initial piece and it's something that you're excited about, you know, then you want to really talk to your franchisor. Like, you have to have a connection with your franchisor. You have to, you know, you have to see the vision. You have to feel the passion. You have to feel like it's somebody that you could be a partner with for, you know, minimum of 10 years. And is this somebody that I want a relationship with? And, you know, what are their franchisees saying? And, you know, are all the things that I'm hearing in discovery, you know, really what those franchisees are still feeling when they get out into the market? And do you connect with the franchisees? Because, you know, again, the thing that I love so much about franchising is it's such an amazing community. So I feel such a huge responsibility to bring together the right people, because you're building a community of franchisees and a family. And, you know, I love that we have all of these amazing backgrounds and, you know, smart people out there that, you know, look, there's a lot of great ideas out there, and not every one of us is, you know, I don't have every single answer, and my business partner, so we leverage all of these amazing people. So I think, you know, be passionate about whatever the business is, and really feel like you see that same vision, and you connect with your franchisor, and they're going to give you the support that you need to move forward.
I had a feeling you'd have a detailed response to that question, by the way.
Shocker, right?
Which is fantastic. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast that we do. It's like, you know, advice to, you know, like 5-minute clips, and I think we're going to put that one in there. I think it's thanks.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.